CBS Radio brings you The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce. Meet recording star Frankie Lane.
Colds, sinus, and singing don't mix. Those miseries could spoil a recording date. To feel better fast, I'd take new improved four-way cold tablets. They're great.
Today's four-way contains a decongestant to drain sinus congestion while it relieves cold distress. Tests prove four-way acts faster than any other leading cold or sinus tablets to relieve muscular pains, reduce fever, relieve headache without upsetting stomach. Drain sinus congestion, too. Get new four-way cold tablets, 39 cents.
Aunt Abby, now please.
No, I'm not going. I'm going to stay home with the children so you two can go out. Now, you'd better hurry and get ready.
No, now, no. I never would have mentioned that.
No,
if I had...
matter, dear.
Now, look, Aunt Effie. Your friend, Miss Jensen,
dear?
Is expecting you to come over and visit her. She's expecting you and spend the night.
I'm not. I'll be here visiting you folks for some time, and I can go over and see Aggie Jensen some other time.
Well, why? I mean, what happened? Why not tonight?
Tonight, you two are going to get dressed up and go to the Civic League Ball, and I will stay with the children.
Civic League Ball?
Yes.
Is that tonight?
Yes, I forgot about it, and I saw in the paper, and I mentioned it, of course, in front of Aunt Effie. Now, look, I don't want to go anyhow.
Goodness, I forgot about it, too. What with Betsy being sick last week and all the excitement of you coming, Aunt Effie.
I know, dear, but I want you to go to the ball.
Well,
I don't mind changing my plans at all. It doesn't matter. Now, I remember last year you went because you said it was important in a business way for you to be there. I well remember your boss said it was important you go to these things.
And if he's right, dear,
yes.
He did say that, and we go to it every year because of
yes,
you,
yes, every year, and I'm fed up with going to it, too. Such a mob of people, so noisy, you can't talk to anybody anyhow. It's impossible to dance at those things. Food is terrible, and you stand around for hours while they announce the winners of those raffle tickets.
Yes, the public address system's so bad you can't hear, anyhow. I must say, I don't want to go at all, but if you think you should, dear, because
no,
of your boss...
No, now we are not going. Same old thing, that mob of people, the boss won't know whether I went or not. So, look, you are going to change your plans,
no.
Aunt Effie. You are going to visit Miss Jensen. Now, here, get your hat on.
Oh, honey, you've got it on backwards.
Looks better that way. Just leave it.
Match it
now,
down,
honey. Have a nice time, Aunt Effie, and stop worrying about us. For once, we're going to be sensible and skip that Civic League ball and get a good night's sleep.
Dear, wake up.
Oh, Ed, what is it? What's
that? No, it isn't the alarm. It's the phone, and I can't reach it. Get it, dear. Get it.
Telephone, what time is it?
Hello?
Just midnight.
Yes. Yes, right. Look, I'm sorry I can't hear you. I'm sorry that there seems to be so much noise there. Did you say you wanted Mr. or Mrs. Piper?
Who is it?
Yes. Look, you'll have to speak up. What? My wife, what? Where? What? Wait a minute.
What is it?
You say that again.
What is it, dear? What is it?
You're for Pete's sake.
What is it?
I'll be darned. Hold on a minute.
What is it?
Hold on. Honey, you won the grand prize. You won the grand at the Civic League Ball. Some guy calling to say that you won.
I won?
Yeah, you won. Hello?
Hold
on a minute, will you? Yeah. Hold on. Have you got your ticket stubs?
Yeah.
Have you got your ticket?
What ticket stubs?
You must have bought some raffle tickets. For you. The winning number has your name on it.
Oh, yes, I did. Weeks ago from some girl on the street.
Get the stubs. The man wants to check on them.
Get them?
Yeah.
I don't know what I did with them. I bought them weeks ago for a dollar. I never thought anything about it again. I never win anything.
Look for them, will you? For the love of my man is on the phone.
I don't know where to look. What did I win?
You what won? Oh, well, wait a minute. Hello. What did my wife win? No! A freezer, and a great big freezer, he says.
No!
Yes.
Me that never wins anything. I win a freezer.
Yeah, well, look, you haven't won it if you haven't got your stubs now.
Yeah, I don't even know where to look. Oh, I just thought of me. Me, that never wins anything. I've never won anything in my life. I mean, I just...
Look, I'm sorry. My wife is sort of hysterical here. Yeah, she's got to look for the ticket stuff here. Could we call you back or something? Fine, fine. Yeah, he'll call us back in 10 minutes.
Me, that never wins anything.
Look for your raffle tickets. I have looked all over downstairs. I looked in the desk drawers. I looked in the windowsills. I looked through your coat pockets.
Me, that never wins anything.
Well, you haven't won anything if you don't find your stub. Now, instead of racing around and just babbling ecstatically, you better look through your purses again.
I looked through them, every purse I have.
Now, wait a minute. When did you buy these raffle
tickets? Oh, I don't know. I was downtown weeks ago, I'm sure. I was downtown. This girl came up to me. It was on the corner of Main Street and First Avenue.
Yeah.
She was rather pretty, blonde. I'd know her at once if I saw her.
Sweetheart, it doesn't matter what the girl looks like who sold you the ticket.
I just meant I could prove she sold me some.
Look through the closet. Look through the closet there. What did you have on that day?
Well, I know, dear. Let me think. I don't know what I weeks ago. Oh, me, that never wins anything.
Honey, will you please stop saying that and look for the tickets? A man...
I ram everything up in the closet.
Never mind.
Dear.
Here it is. Here's your white purse. Did you look through that?
Yes. Now, let me think. What could I have had on? It was the day I picked up your shoes at the repair place. I had just come out of there when this girl stopped me. And, oh, look in your tan shoes. Look in your tan
my
shoes.
My shoes?
Yes,
you certainly wouldn't put raffle tickets in my shoes.
I was double parked. I didn't stop to have him wrap them up, you see, because I
double
was just...
Double parked? How many times have I told you to stop double parking?
Oh, never mind that. Now, why go into that? Now, where are your shoes? It's possible I shoved the tickets in there while I was rushing to the car because I never expected a man.
Here, here are my
band
shoes. By golly!
Look at that!
Look. I tell you, women putting raffle tickets in a shoe. Now,
You know, that means you haven't worn these tan shoes since I picked them up. Why, you insisted I get those shoes that day. You were wild to wear them.
All right, never mind that.
I made a special trip to get your shoes that day because you were so crazy to have
call
them.
Call me
like
out
very
later.
Day.
All right. Now, if you hadn't, you wouldn't have bought the winning raffle ticket, would you? Think of that. Here they are. I got 4 stubs.
Oh, isn't it exciting? Yeah. I wonder which one is the winning stub.
Yeah, I don't know. At least we're prepared when he calls back. Anyhow.
Yeah.
Well.
Me? That's never won anything. When's he coming back?
He said 10 minutes. It's been 15,
yeah.
So it's any minute now.
Yeah. Isn't that exciting?
Yeah.
Winning a freezer.
Oh, boy, how about this,
yeah.
Huh?
Honey.
Yeah?
We've got a freezer.
Huh?
We've got a freezer.
Oh, yeah.
We don't need 2 freezers.
No.
What are we going to do with this other one?
Well, I don't know. Don't worry about it, will you? Well, you won it.
I know, but what are we going to do with this?
I get it. Hello? Yeah, right here.
Tell him we got it.
Yeah, we got him right here. Yeah. Okay.
Which one does he want, dear? Which number does he want?
21075. 21075. You got
21072, 21073, 21074.
No,
075. I haven't got it. We've only 3 here.
We had 4 stubs, so Pete takes.
I
there.
Thought we.
There it is.
I'm on the floor. I could drop it.
Pick it up. Hello.
We got it. Wait, I'm looking for numbers.
Dropped it on the floor.
21075. This way.
Yeah.
5. This is it.
You got it?
Yeah.
Right here. We got that number. 21075.
Yeah.
Thank you. What?
Honestly, we've gone to these things every year, and we've never won anything. The one year we don't go.
What do you mean, pick it up tomorrow? No. All I know, but golly, I mean, this is all so sudden that I...
What's the matter?
I said I just can't pick it up at a moment's notice, my dear. Hello. Look, I can hear the noise, too, but... Yes. All right. Thank you. Yeah, well, we'll do something. All right. Goodbye.
What did he say?
He couldn't hear me. So much noise. But the freezer has to be picked up tomorrow. It's a rule of the auditorium where, you know, when it's rented, the place has to be cleared up and things cleaned out by noon of the next day.
Well, I suppose we'll have to call a trucking company.
Well, those freezers are heavy. Do you realize what it's going to cost to have that picked up?
Have it picked up? Picked up and taken where? Where are we going to put it?
Well, in the basement, I suppose.
In the basement? Where? That basement's so full now with our own freezer and furnace and that elaborate electric train and village you rigged up for the children last Christmas and the ping pong table.
Yeah, I suppose we could take out the ping pong table, you know, take it down and...
And have the freezer sitting in the middle of the floor? Well, there's hardly room now with all the stuff we put in the basement. Which we thought when we built this house was going to be so big.
You know something? I got a feeling we ought to call them back right now before it's too late and have them pick another winning ticket.
No, no. I won this freezer and I never win anything. Now, before we go to sleep again, we'll sit down and figure out what to do.
We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment. The fall music season on CBS Radio opens auspiciously this weekend on most of these stations when the New York Philharmonic returns to the air to begin its 31st consecutive season of broadcast concerts on this network. The nation's oldest orchestra is just back from two summer tours, a special trip to West Berlin for two concerts, and a 20,000-mile tour of the continental United States, Hawaii, and Canada. Everywhere, this great orchestra and its brilliant conductor, Leonard Bernstein, have been acclaimed by record-breaking crowds. Now, everyone is anxiously awaiting the start of the New York season, a season listeners everywhere can enjoy because of these broadcasts by CBS Radio. The orchestra's first program, to be carried by most of these stations, includes Beethoven's Leonore Overture No. 3 and his Piano Concerto No. 1, which Mr. Bernstein will both play and conduct, also Schumann's Fourth Symphony. Enjoy fine symphonic music magnificently played. Hear the Philharmonic every weekend on CBS Radio.
I don't know what's the matter with you. Here I win a freezer and you act like this.
Well, what are we going to do with it? Look, we don't need another one.
Why didn't you find out what kind this was, how big it is, and whether it's an upright or...
What difference does it make? I mean, there was so much noise I couldn't hear what the guy said half the time anyhow.
It makes a difference. Maybe we'd like this new one better than the one we have.
Then what do we do with the one we have?
We'll sell it.
Why not sell the new one?
Gee, I hate to sell something I've won when I've never in my life won anything.
Seems to me you won something once.
Well, I don't remember what it was. Certainly nothing wonderful like a big freezer.
Well, I don't know what's so wonderful about a big freezer if we already have a freezer and no place to put another one, which has to be picked up tomorrow, so right away it begins to be an expense.
You haven't even congratulated me.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
And well, it's 1 o'clock. This is the night I was going to get to bed early and get a good night's sleep.
Well, it's been exciting, honey. We're always saying nothing exciting happens to us.
Oh, yeah, it's been exciting, but I'm beginning to wish something less exciting had happened. Turn out the light, will you? Let's get some sleep. I'll figure out what to do tomorrow.
You know, I just thought of something else. If they called out the number and my name, which they probably did, we weren't there.
Now, what kind of a brilliant deduction is that? Of course we weren't there.
Well, if your boss was there, then he knows we weren't there.
Oh.
Yes. Oh. You form any brilliant deductions from that?
Yeah, just one. It's going to be an exciting day tomorrow, too, when I get to the office. Oh, golly, wouldn't you know?
No, I said we should have gone, dear. Honestly, the one time in my life when they called a number and I could have said, yes, yes, that's me, I'm here, you know, and pushed my way through the crowd to the stage. The winner.
The winner. Honey, between my boss and the freezer, we're both going to be losers.
Think of it. Me, who's never won a... Congratulate me again, will you?
Congratulations.
Thank
now,
you.
Come on, let's get some sleep.
Couple Next Door stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce with Margaret Hamilton and is produced by Walter Hart and directed by Dick Stenta. This is Gaylord Avery.
This was an original old radio broadcast presented by Radio of Yesteryear. Darrell Hawkins speaking.